Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
It's Friday here in the North Shore Drive podcast. That means we're at Mike's Beer Bar, our presenting sponsor. We're having a good time here. I'm your host, Chris Carter from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. We got Brian Batko. He's at the Steelers facility. We're going to get you ready for Steelers at Texans Sunday, 1 p.m. All the breakdowns right here. Could there be a key advantage that the Texans injuries have presented to the Steelers? We'll answer that question in a minute. Let's get into it.
You are now listening to the North Shore Drive podcast, a show on all things Pittsburgh sports from the writers of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Hosted by Christopher Carter.
Hello and welcome to the North Shore Drive podcast from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. I'm your host, Chris Carter. As always, you can find this show on your favorite podcasting apps and on YouTube. Just search North Shore Drive Podcast or Post-Gazette Sports, and you'll find our Monday, Wednesday, and Friday shows, as well as all of our daily content that comes out from all of our different creators and writers here at the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Subscribe to this channel, like this video if you enjoy it, and get all of our great content here. As I said, we're joined by Brian Batko, who's in front of some trees at the Steelers facility outside there. But reminder, this show is brought to you by the place I'm in right now, and that's Mike's Beer Bar, the best bar in all of Pittsburgh. Come to Mike's Beer Bar right now, and you can watch any sports you want on one of their 20 plus televisions available. You can reserve a table and reserve a TV to the game that you want to watch specifically, and that's all NFL, college football, NBA, college basketball, NHL, golf, Premier League soccer, whatever you want, they got it. And they have over 500 different beers, 300 of those being local and 80 of those local beers being available on tap. The best beer selection all the town. More on them later. It's also the Friday episode, which means we're going to show you the Friday flight that Mike's has lined up for you that you need to come in and try to see all the different types of beers. Brian, big topic going into this weekend, though, is C.J. Stroud. C.J. Stroud is an extremely talented rookie right now. 4 touchdowns, no interceptions, looked really sharp for the Texans against the Jaguars. They're 1-2, but a lot of people have a upside on him. But his starting left tackle, Laremy Tunsil, out for the game. Josh Jones, his backup, looks like he'll be out for the game. So they're going to be down to a third-string left tackle to block Alex Highsmith. They're also dealing with injuries on the interior of the offensive line. That means Kendrick Green, former Steelers center and offensive guard, is most likely going to start for this game. Is this a huge problem for the Texans that the Steelers must capitalize if they're going to win this game?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, when they're healthy, the Texans have one of the better tackle bookends tandems in the league with Tunsil and Titus Howard, another former first-round pick on the right side. But he's on IR, so he has to sit out at least one more game. So they're going through it right now. I mean, they're going to, really make things challenging for their first year head coach, D'Amico Ryans, and his offensive coordinator, Bobby Slovic, who came over from the Niners. So, I mean, hey, maybe that Kyle Shanahan offense that gave the Steelers fits week 1 will, you know, once again be tricky for Mike Tomlin and Terrell Austin to scheme against. But I mean, when you just look at the personnel matchup on paper, you know, the Jimmies and Joes, regardless of the X's and O's, I don't see how Stroud lives to get, through 4 quarters unless they just do a ton of quick game, get the ball out of his hands fast, trust the rookie to make the right decisions. But, you know, that's easier said than done, especially with 56 and newly minted AFC Defensive Player of the Month, TJ Watt, bearing down on you. Very, very critical factor in this game, and to me, a decided edge to the Steelers on Sunday.
Absolutely. And, the Texans offensive line, they're going to look to be that equator line that keeps the Steelers from getting into the backfield as much as they can.
But Kendrick Green might be their best O-lineman in this game,
starting at left
guard. Yeah. He might have the best chance of success. He at least knows the guys on the other side, has blocked against them in practice for the last couple of years. You know, early returns on Green aren't terrible. You know, obviously his head coach talked him up on Wednesday when he met with us in the Steelers media. But I think even people out, media members out of Houston are, you know, okay with that trade thus far, even though he's been pressed into duty here for two games and it hasn't always gone smooth. But they did just beat the Jaguars, so they're not completely falling apart at the seams here.
This is very true. But as I was going to say, their equator line, that's very similar to the first beer on our flights list here, and that's the Allegheny City Brewery Equator Beer. It's a pale ale. It's just 4.4%, really light right now. It's getting a little warmer outside, so maybe you want to get some lighter beers, something that reminds you a little bit of summer before you get to fall. So check out the Allegheny City Equator Beer when you get here to Mike's Beer Bar, one of the many examples. Brian, on the flip side of that, the Steelers offense has to get going this week. We've looked at the Texans and what their defense has been able to do so far. Their linebackers haven't been totally great so far. Will Anderson is the big name that they got coming off the edge. Is this a week where you see, after the progress the offense made against the Raiders, you know, not huge progress, but some progress, is this another week that you see this offense taking another step forward, or are they about to run into some serious problems?
I think I could see it going either way. I mean, I tend to believe they're going to take a step forward because, again, you know, the Texans are a team that's very much, you know, in progress with their rebuild. You know, Ryan's is renowned as one of the best defensive coaches in the game. That's major reason why he got this gig. And, you know, he was at the helm of those dominant 49ers defenses over the last few years. As we saw a few weeks ago at Acrisure Stadium, they haven't really missed a beat losing him and replacing him with a new defensive coordinator in Steve Wilks, I think it is. So, I mean, hey, this is a group that is relying on a lot of young players on that side of the ball for Houston. They do have a former Steeler and cornerback, Steven Nelson, who the advanced stats is actually playing pretty well. And, you know, he wasn't terrible when he was here. It just became kind of a cap casualty a couple years ago. And they moved on with, I would say, similar replacement level players at that position. What gets me a little concerned, Chris, is, you know, there was a lot of good from Kenny Pickett Sunday night in Vegas, but there was some bad. There was some bad. And there's some cut ups going around, you know, people who study the film and the All 22 and tweet about it incessantly throughout every NFL week. You're seeing some of the, you know, breakdowns of plays that, you know, we saw live watching the game. And, you know, Ray Fittipaldo and I were just talking about it in there. I mean, we saw it from the press box view. I'll tell you, the Allegiant Stadium press box, folks, is about 8 million feet in the air where you're pretty much sitting on the roof. All right. The ceiling is the roof at the Allegiant Stadium press box. But it was the same thing that we're kind of seeing. You know, he's not really always trusting what he sees, it seems like. I mean, there are times where, you know, there was one specifically, I remember George Pickens, you know, wins his leverage and he's open pretty much at the sticks on third down. But for some reason, Kenny Pickett looks off of him, scrambles to his left, throws across his body, and
misses Calvin Austin well
for the most part. But, you know, for the most part, misses Calvin Austin on that play. Yes, or at the very least, chose a trickier completion to try to make. So, you know, that was a criticism of him by a lot of draft gurus coming out of college. For as much ball as he played at Pitt, for as much as he accomplished and diced people up from the pocket, at times he played a little too frenetic and just, you know, tried to do a little too much, you know, almost over relying on the scrambling and the athleticism. I think he needs to try to, you know, limit that a little bit while still, you know, tuck it and go when, you know, that worked at times against the Raiders. You want to use your feet, but also in the pocket, I guess you want to be smart. You want to trust your reads and your progressions and just kind of calm down a little bit. Maybe he was pressing a bit in that game after the struggles of the first 2 weeks. We'll see what the Texans throw at him now in week four.
With these two defenses led by two defensively minded coaches, this could be a throwback game, much like the throwback beer from Hitchhiker that you need to try here at Mike's Beer Bar, a pumpkin ale.
Chris?
It's a pumpkin ale and it's really good. It's 6.6%. This is the fall beer. If you're ready, October 1st is Sunday. If you're ready for fall, if you're ready for fallen leaves, ready for pumpkin beers, pumpkin everything, this is the beer for you. And again, Mike's Beer Bar has so many different pumpkin beers for you to try, but the one that you need to try this weekend is the Hitchhiker Throwback. I want to get to Mike's question on the other side of the break here from the Accurate Fan Advantage. But first, we got to remind you, this show is brought to you by the amazing place I'm in right now, and that is Mike's Beer Bar, my church of the North Shore here, where I come. And you, when you come here, again, you can catch any sporting event that you want. If you're trying to, if you can't make the Pitt game when they're playing Virginia Tech and Virginia out there in Blacksburg, you can watch it right here at Mike's Beer Bar Saturday night, or any game that you want to watch all throughout college Saturday, and as well as the Steelers game with their road game against the Texans 1 p.m. Sunday. When you get here, you can try one of their 500 different available beers, 300 of those beers being local beers, and 80 of those local beers being on tap. So you can try out amazing flight combinations like the one we're going over for Mike's Friday flights here from the North Shore Drive podcast and the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Come to Mike's Beer Bar today, and you can also try out their amazing food options like steak on a stone. It's where you choose like your choice cut of steak. You put it, they put it on in a heated stone, and as you cut the steak with each slice, you press that piece of steak that you cut off into the stone, and it heats up the steak to the level of doneness that you want in your steak for an amazing experience. Come to Mike's Beer Bar for the best bar experience in all of Pittsburgh. Best sports, best beer, best food. Come to Mike's Beer Bar, and when you get here, tell them Chris sent you. Back here on the North Shore Drive podcast from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, Chris Carter, Brian Batko breaking down the Pittsburgh Steelers. But it's now time for the Acrisure Fan Advantage segment, and that is brought to you by the Acrisure Fan Advantage. With the Acrisure Fan Advantage, you always have the opportunity to ask questions to us that we'll get here on the show. The Acrisure Fan Advantage brings you closer to the team than ever before, covering the Pittsburgh Steelers, where Brian Batko is going to answer your questions every Friday right here. And then on Saturday, we'll have an extended conversation with an opponent expert every week. This week is John McClain, longtime cover, legend of the Houston area. He covered the Houston Oilers back when the Steelers played them in the 70s, and he's covering the Texans right now. We are so excited to get to talk to him. And again, that's all because of the Acrisure Fan Advantage. Be sure to go to acrisure.com/fanadvantage for more information and submit your questions today. Now, Brian, your question today comes from John S., who says, how can we expect different offensive results when the only change that was made from last year is the left guard, meaning Isaac Seumalo instead of Kevin Dotson? Why not see what the rookies can do? Broderick Jones, Spencer Anderson, and also throw in Nate Herbig. Now, Nate Herbig's on defense.
Nick Herbig's on defense.
Oh, Nate Herbig. He is talking. Yes. You're right, sir. He is talking about Nate Herbig. That's my fault. I keep forgetting that those are brothers. And, okay, Nate Herbig, maybe he's talking about at center, but let's get your opinion here, Brian. Three names of the let's start with Broderick Jones. Max Starks, former Steelers offensive tackle who's won two Super Bowls with them, said the phrase on this very show on Wednesday. He's like, hey, if you're cooking a great meal, you cook it in the oven instead of the microwave so you can let it cook. So let Broderick Jones cook and learn on the sidelines instead of throwing him into action right away. But Brian, do you subscribe to that? Have you seen enough from Dan Moore Jr. or Chukwuma Okorafor that Broderick Jones needs to play right now?
Yeah, I mean, I guess my response to that would be if you're starving out there and you need to make something quickly, sometimes you do need to use a microwave. But no, obviously, I get what Max is saying, and clearly that's the approach that the Steelers are taking here. But I think we're all kind of wondering, and it's very fair of John or anybody else out there to ask, when is he going to get his shot? You know, they didn't trade up three spots to redshirt a guy for a full season. Now, right. Of course, we acknowledge it could end up happening that way. But for the most part, you know, there have not been many first round offensive linemen picked in the NFL in recent years who don't play as a rookie. For the most part, you know, maybe they miss the first few weeks, but you know, at some point their teams are like, all right, we trust the talent. We trust your ability to upgrade what we're doing on offense. We're going to get you in there. So I think that's the balance you got to ask and strike with Broderick Jones. And you know, Dan Moore put them kind of in a win-win situation that as long as he's playing well, if it's not broke, don't fix it. But I wouldn't say he's playing well to this point in the season. I also wouldn't say Chukwuma Okorafor really is playing well at the other tackle spot. So, I mean, that you know, it becomes a little more complicated and worth acknowledging they've got their bye coming up in a couple weeks. If they really want to take a step back, level up, reset, tweak things that they think might be fit. You know, you could move around tackles. We know Broderick has worked it right because Chukes has been banged up at times in practice, had concussion protocol a couple weeks ago. So he's getting some experience on the other side of the line that he didn't have much of in college at Georgia. But at this point, I think the most likely move would still be a one-for-one swap. You know, get the rookie in there over the incumbent starter, left tackle Dan Moore. I just don't know what more it's going to take. If the most logical time to do that is when you have the off week, if they really, you know, need to see Moore struggle a lot, it's difficult perhaps to make that move when you are 2-1. It doesn't feel like you're falling apart here. But yeah, I mean, clearly they weren't extremely comfortable with Dan Moore after last offseason, or else what? You don't draft a guy at that position in the first round. So the last thing that I'll point to, I know it's apples to oranges comparing one position to another, especially these two, but it was week four last year at halftime when Mike Tomlin gave Mitch Trubisky a seat on the bench and said, hey, Kenny Pickett, let's see what you can do. So, I mean, he said at the time he was looking for a spark. I'd say actually in some ways, you know, changing your quarterback's a lot more of, you know, a Pandora's box to open than simply making a change on the offensive line. So we'll see what happens with that. We'll see how patient they are both with Moore and with Broderick Jones. And of course, the other factor in this entire conversation is, what did they see from Jones in the preseason? Do they feel like he played well enough in that action that they would want to turn to him? If not, then, you know, you start to open up some other concerns. But again, it's early. It's three games into the guy's NFL career. We knew he only had one season of playing, starting in college, versus Kenny Pickett having 4 years as a starter at Pitt. So very different circumstances all around. But again, worth noting that it was week four last year that they went away from the starter and veteran starter and went to the rookie first rounder.
That is worth noting. Also here,
Spencer Anderson ain't going to play. Nate Herbig ain't going to play.
That's what I was going to just.
I get what you're saying, John. You like the depth, which, hey, maybe that is better than it was a year ago. But guys on the interior, like Sayamalo, Mason Cole, James Daniels, they've got enough experience and equity built up that you aren't going away from them at the first sign of trouble, especially for a seventh round pick and a guy in Herbig who, you know, he's kind of a journeyman at this point. You like some of his mean streak and what he brings to the table, but he's not as good a player as those three.
Absolutely. Great points here from Brian Batko. That was the question from John S. for the AccraSure Fan Advantage burning question of the week. Where at with the AccraSure Fan Advantage, you can get your questions right here on the North Shore Drive podcast to make sure that you're closer to the team than ever before. Tune in every Friday and the day before the Steelers game to get the AccraSure Fan Advantage. And we have on Saturday, tomorrow, we have an exclusive conversation with John McClain, longtime Houston football writer who has a lot of experience. He told me personally when I was talking with him before we recorded, he's like, hey, I was just talking with Joe Green. I got a lot of things to say about the Steelers organization.
Goat the Texans writer, I would
absolutely
say.
Goat Texans writer, Goat Oilers writer. That's how far he goes back. We're excited to have John McClain on for the AccraSure Fan Advantage throughout the week. But we are also brought to you by Savinas Kane and Gallucci. They're mesothelioma and asbestos lawyers with over 85 years of experience. Call them now for a free consultation. That's Savinas Kane and Gallucci. And you can also get tickets to whatever you event you want to get to, including sports games here in Pittsburgh at GameTime.co. We're buying tickets for your favorite events. Shouldn't be stressful. GameTime is the fast and easy way to buy tickets for all the sports, music, comedy, and theater events near you. If you have tickets that you bought that you want to buy for an event, but you weren't comfortable with the seat that you might be getting because you're not sure, if you're looking at all the other services out there, this is where GameTime comes in, because then they're not only going to give you these great deals on these tickets, they're going to show you what the view is from the seat that you're picking so that you know that you're getting a great view of the game that you're going to. So Game Time, it's never an issue when you're getting tickets. And the Game Time app allows you to book tickets even up to the last minute, even an hour up after the event has started. So if you're running late and you didn't get your tickets yet, the Game Time app, which you can download right to your phone, is going to help you find those tickets to get you into the venue. And if it's one of those things where, hey, you don't care about the first three innings of a baseball game, as long as it's not an hour after the start, after the first pitch, you are good to go to get into that game. And Game Time is going to get you amazing prices. And they have a best price guarantee that can't be beat. If you find tickets to the same section and same row for less somewhere else, Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. Snag the tickets without the stress with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code PITTPIT for $20 off your first purchase, or go to the website GameTime.co. Term and conditions apply. Create an account, redeem code PITTPIT for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. We're back here on the North Shore Drive podcast and the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. I'm your host, Chris Carter here with Brian Batko. We're here at Mike's Beer Bar on a Friday, and just a reminder with all the different beers you can try, 500 of them, 300 of those local beers, 80 of those beers being on tap. We got another new local beer, and that's the 11th Hour New Colt. It's an IPA that's a 7%er, Brian, and it's another one that's designed for the fall times. Get here and try out that IPA from 11th Hour Brewing, one of the amazing breweries here in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I don't drink a pumpkin beer until October 1st, so.
Well, that's the Steelers game, baby, so you better have one in that press box in Houston.
I don't think I'm allowed to bring beer into the press box, but occasionally there are teams that provide a cold one for after the game. So hey, maybe the Texans are one of those teams. I don't know.
That would be very interesting. Let us know if that happens here. But anyways, again, that's the 11th Hour New Colt IPA, 7%er of beer you got to try right here at Mike's Beer Bar that has all the different options. But Ryan, if the Steelers are going to win this game, let's talk about the key factor, the biggest factor that they have to establish against the Texans.
Don't turn the ball over. I mean, it's simple, right? I mean, it's every football team's MO every week. But I mean, for the Steelers specifically, and we saw it again Sunday night, as I don't know if some Pitt players are having an impromptu concert over here in the parking lot next to me. But yeah, there's some loud music pumping to get them hyped up for Virginia Tech on Saturday. But I digress. My train of thought was, you saw it again Sunday night. You saw it the previous week against the Browns, who I would say pretty much outplayed the Steelers. But when you get those takeaways and you limit the splash from your opponent on your own offensive side, you can win a lot of ball games. And that's the recipe for this team. That's the formula for this team. Going back to the bye week last year when they turned around their season, they have not won a game in which they don't at least tie in the turnover battle. So any game that they've not won the turnover battle, it hasn't gone their way. So yeah. I think there's been one that they won the turnover battle and still lost, the second Bengals game last year. So for the most part, when Kenny Pickett was taking care of the ball, when TJ Watt and that defense were taking the ball away from opposing teams, they're grinding out wins however possible. That's why they've been so good in one possession games. You know, Levi Wallace with two picks and Patrick Peterson with one as they got pressure on Jimmy Garoppolo. I mean, that was probably the biggest reason they took down the Raiders too, and why they were able to keep them from coming back. So that's going to be key again, because I think, you know, the Texans are an inferior team talent-wise at this point, where both franchises are in terms of their roster construction and development. But if you throw picks, if you cough the ball up, you can let inferior teams hang around. And with what CJ Stroud's been able to do, airing it out, limiting big plays too is also going to be a big factor. So really just don't let anything fluky happen. You know, do whatever you, and it could be another week where the offense isn't dynamic, and then we're sitting here next Friday and wondering why Matt Canada didn't do more. But if they grind out a win, that's all the Steelers are going to care about inside HQ right there. So certainly pressuring Stroud too will help minimize that big play threat, the arm talent that he brings to the table. But I still just think, you know, if you're Pickett, make sure you aren't tossing up any easy ones. You know, Texans inside linebacker Denzel Perryman did pick him off last year when he played for the Raiders. So there's some familiarity there. Steven Nelson has a pick this year. It'll be interesting to see how much, the immovable object against the unstoppable force in terms of a Texans defense that hasn't always been real stout and a Steelers offense that hasn't always been real explosive. But I still think that's the biggest key, is just make sure you win that turnover battle and let the chips fall where they may when you feel like you've got the better squad.
There you go. There's the turnover battle. I agree. It's huge in this game. And force some turnovers from CJ Stroud. He hasn't thrown an interception yet. That has to change this week if they want to win this game. But let's talk about our final score predictions. Bryant, give us a final score prediction and the big turning point of the game.
Mike Tomlin and the Steelers have won their last 9 games against rookie quarterbacks. The last one to beat them was Dak Prescott. He turned out to be pretty good. CJ Stroud is looking like he's going to turn out to be pretty good. But I still think this is a game where you're going to get pressure on him with that makeshift offensive line. Yeah. He's probably going to make a mistake at some point when you do get that pressure. Jimmy Garoppolo did, and he's a vet. Stroud's a rookie who's only seen 3 games of real NFL defenses scheming to try to beat him. And they got some fluky stuff to go their way against Jacksonville. Kick return touchdown by a fullback. So I'm not putting a ton of stock into that game. Yes, the Texans are more frisky than I imagined they would be coming into the season. But not only am I taking the Steelers, I think I'm going to take the Steelers in my survivor poll this week. And then I don't have to worry about this inconsistent team the rest of the way that always seems to win close games. So I think I'm going to do that. Don't hold it against me if you do too and they lose on Sunday. But I'm going to go Steelers 29, Texans 23.
That's a bit 29-23?
Yes.
Oh,
so I've got, you know, a lot of settling for field goals for the Steelers. Yes, but a lot of points, maybe a defensive touchdown from them too. We'll see what I think they're going to get some short fields off some turnovers.
That's going to be an interesting process for the Steelers because if they are able to get short fields, I think this absolutely goes in their way. I think the Steelers try to slow it down again. I think against the Texans offense, Mike Tomlin talked about not just C.J. Stroud, but also those receivers that they have. Nico Collins, a combat catcher, Nate Dell, a speedster that they've got. And they've got Robert Woods, who's a savvy veteran that they have.
Yeah, I'm not that impressed.
apparently not. My thing, though, is that the key for this game and why I'm picking the Steelers to win is, like you said, that offensive line issues. And it's not simply just blitzing C.J. Stroud that's going to get to him. He's actually pretty good when teams blitz him. He averages 8 yards per attempt when blitzed. He has 2 touchdowns, no interceptions. When that happens, he completes 62% of his passes. He is pretty good in that. But he drops when he's not under pressure and he's kept clean. He completes over 68% of his passes, 8.9 yards per attempt, 4 touchdowns, no interceptions. But when he's been under pressure on 53 different dropbacks, he's completed 21 of 38 passes. That's a drop to 55% of a completion percentage for just 165 yards. His yards per attempt dropped all the way down to 4.3, no touchdowns. He has been tough there. He's been sacked 11 times in those situations. The Steelers have to make that happen.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say T.J. Watt's going to make that happen, especially on a day that they're inducting his older brother, J.J., into the Texans Ring of Honor. I'm going to just get a little crazy and say T.J. Watt's going to get home a couple times.
Look at you, bold guy, stepping on that limb. Don't let it snap under you by picking T.J. Watt to get this sack against the backup offensive lineman of the of the Houston Texans. He's Brian Bacco of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. I'm Chris Carter, your host here, the North Shore Drive Podcast. We hope you've enjoyed this show here at Mike's Beer Bar on a Friday and the Friday flight. And our last beer, by the way, Two Phrase Staycation. It's a mango and passion fruit sour beer, 5.3%. Another great example of all the different IPAs, pumpkin beers, fall beers, and even still other flavors of beers that you can get here right at Mike's Beer Bar, the best bar in all of Pittsburgh. From Chris Carter and Brian Bacco, have a great weekend, everybody. Stay tuned for Saturday's episode where we talk to John McClain and get you the final look at the Steelers and the Texans before the big game on Sunday.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the North Shore Drive Podcast from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. If you watch this video on YouTube, please like the video and subscribe to our channel. For 3 months of digital access to post-gazette.com at 99 cents, click the link below in the description.